Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, Black Twitter. Whatever. Don't get me wrong, it's Friday, still one of my favorite days. But today, I'm over it. Today, I'm gonna tweet for people who are tired of living in this world because it sucks. That's not a cry for help, by the way. I'm not the one who needs help. The world needs help because it's whack. There's no room for the both of us. It's either the world or me. You decide, because I'm fed up. Fully fed up. First, we had to deal with men calling Ciara a hoe for having a baby with her husband. Fed up. Then we had to deal with police attacking nonviolent Native American protesters. Fed up. Then we had to deal with Twitter discontinuing Vine. F-E-D-U-P. Fed up. I want the world to pack up and go.
Get your shit and get out!
To add insult to injury, Clive and Bundy's people were found not guilty yesterday. You know those people who seized the federal building and should have been tried for treason? Yeah, those people. Not guilty. And they occupied that building for days. Not guilty. It's like white people don't even try to hide white privilege anymore. They know we know. They see us calling it out. They watch us watch them and do the shit anyway. What's it gonna take for white supremacy to not be a thing that exists anymore? I really wanna know because it's so frustrating. And a lot of it is frustrating because I can't shoot back. Like, okay, if you're gonna tell me all bets are off and people can just break federal laws left and right and threaten elected officials right and left, fine. I'm not change averse. I actually have very little problems accepting change. All I'm asking is for the change to be applied evenly across the board. If these alt-right white supremacist terrorists get to shoot at my black ass, I just want the government to recognize my right to shoot back. This shouldn't be hard. I don't think it's asking for a lot at all. But apparently, I still have to follow laws. The only people who don't have to follow laws in this country are white people. Because this country is trash. Recognize my right to shoot back to make this country great again, 2016. Try not to be trash, America. Try. We're well into the fourth quarter. 2017 is up at bat. New year, new you, America. Try not being trash. Either the rules apply to everyone or they apply to no one. Pick one and get back to me and then get out my way in the event that I might need to arm myself. It's really that simple. Anywho, another sad news, we're all still mourning the death of Vine, and I would like to have a moment of silence.
Pulling out for my homies.
I never really posted to Vine. I made one or two, but Vine and Instagram aren't really my thing. I'm more of just a Twitter person. But over the years, Vine has been the home of some great content, and I'm really sad that that's not going to be the case anymore. The site isn't going anywhere, at least not yet, so all the vines that we love and enjoy will still be available, at least in the short-term future, but there won't be any new content. Also, I don't know if people realized, but the people who used to actually work for Vine were all laid off. That 9% of Twitter's staff is being cut news that we were hearing about, that was probably about Vine. And I gotta say, I don't really agree with this conversation that's happening in tweets. People are saying that Twitter would rather not deal with harassment and trolls, and I feel like that take is really short-sighted. People on Twitter aren't sitting around their office like, harassment? Pfft, who gives a fuck? Like, I highly doubt that's happening. The problem consistently has been that Twitter's value is tied to quantity of users, not quality of users. By the way, this is true for every social media platform. If Twitter were to get rid of all the racist, troll, bot, porn accounts tomorrow, I guarantee you the stock would plummet. Aside, how ridiculous is capitalism that Twitter has hundreds of millions of users, but yet the people with power and money think that it's not enough because Twitter doesn't grow? It's enough to make me pull my hair out, really. I won't do it, but it's enough. So it's really a stupid situation in which Twitter has to figure out how to deal with harassment without losing millions of followers, or we could lose Twitter in the process anyway. And if we can't go to Twitter, I mean, where could you go? It's making me sad, but I really hope that someone with power and influence would ask Jack and the board at Twitter to consider making Twitter a cooperative. I mean, I don't have anything but 36 cents and a mobile card, but Twitter has given me a home, so if I need to pony up something to buy some Twitter stock and help, I'm willing to do that. Would you pay to help save Twitter and bring back Vine? Hit me up in the comments on goodmorningblacktwitter.com or tweet me while you still can at @GMBTShow. Also, as I always say, whether you're watching or listening to the show, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. Let's cheer up. It's Friday after all, right? Do it one more time for the Vine, and I'll see you next week. Have a good morning, Black Twitter.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.